Samantha is the founder of Ms. Samantha Tutoring. She is a credentialed teacher, and she was tired of working in the classroom. When she became pregnant, she began tutoring again so that she could stay home with her son. And then all of a sudden, it happened. She fell in love with tutoring all over again. The memory of her tutoring when she was younger just flooded her with great memories. So eventually, she became so busy with clients that she began to offer educational consultations, helping parents navigate the educational system by finding resources for formal diagnosis in case parents were wondering if their child may have a learning difference, as well as she began to give tips and tricks to use at home and in the classroom. In this episode, we talk about how even if you feel your child has gotten behind a grade level or you're struggling to help them, don't give up. There is help available. And how your homeschooling program has tutors available. And there are private tutors like Ms. Samantha. She's a credentialed teacher with lots of experience and expertise. And lastly, how Samantha loves pointing parents in the right direction of testing, resources, tips, and tricks. Go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Samantha has to say. Let's get. Say hello to our guest and tell us a fun fact about yourself that most people might not know.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I am a private tutor at Ms. Samantha Tutoring. I do both virtual and in-person tutoring, and I've been doing this for about 15 to 20 years, and I'm a credentialed teacher. And I think my fun fact is I love pineapple on pizza. I think it's a good one.
It is a good one. And probably people are thinking like, oh, is she a real pizza person? How dare you put that in there?
I know. I can't believe how upset people get about it sometimes. They're like, ew, you don't like, I love it. I almost sometimes don't like pizza if it doesn't have pineapple on it, to be honest.
I might have to try it because you're not actually not the first person that I've met that likes pineapple on pizza. I've also heard of pineapple and ham, like pineapple and ham together. Those seem to go really, really well. Like little chunks of ham, like bruschetta on there.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah,
I love mine on a veggie pizza.
Ooh.
Yes. It like gives it a little pop of flavor, because veggie pizza, it can be boring depending on what's on it.
Yeah.
And if you put some pineapple on there, it's just like a party in your mouth. It's great.
I love it. So let's talk about you. So you're a tutor. Are you new in this industry, or you said you've been teaching for like your credential teacher? So you've been teaching for time. Yeah. You got the reps under you. But is this something new that you're doing now with the tutoring?
So I started tutoring, believe it or not, when I was in high school in 2004, 2005. I don't want to age myself, but there we go. And then I always dreamed back then, like, oh, I wish I could make a career out of this. But at the time, I was like, there's no way to make this work to, you know, pay rent. And then I ended up going into teaching, and I did not love teaching that much. It was nothing like tutoring like I had hoped. And then thanks to the pandemic, virtual tutoring is a hit, and I can make a living off of it now. So I've been doing this full time, or quit teaching, probably since the summer. So summer 2022 is when I officially launched my business, and then it has just boomed since then, more than I could have ever imagined.
That's awesome. And it's funny, as you said, in 2004, you were a teenager, and I'm looking at you now, I'm like, you're evading me. Like, you could you look
I have a baby
so
face.
Young, like, oh my gosh, you look just barely over like 19, 20, 21
Yay.
Years old. Like,
thank you. Yes.
Yeah. You
can't
look
see
a kid.
My wrinkles with this filter.
No. Don't you just love the filters?
Yes. It makes it so if I'm running late to a tutoring session and I don't have makeup on, I don't need to worry. I have my filter.
Yeah, you don't need to worry. Not at all. You look great. So, you know, I want to dovetail off what you had just said. So it's interesting. So I am a teacher, and I've tried tutoring, and I'll be really honest, tutoring is really difficult for me. Oh my gosh. When I tried tutoring, I was just like, oh my God, I don't even know where to go from here. Like, cause I'm so used to the big setting. You know what I mean? I have everything structured out, and we're going to do activities. And then there are some people who are so like comfortable in that tutoring one-on-one, maybe 2-3-on-1, you know, setting where they thrive. And I'm so thankful that people are different. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Because honestly,
I had never really even thought of that.
Yeah. I try tutoring. It actually drains me, believe it or not. not. Like, it actually, I don't get like a ton of energy from it, but I get a ton of energy from a whole classroom. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
I'm the opposite. Totally the opposite. That's hilarious. I never really imagined of a teacher that wouldn't enjoy the one-on-one setting. And that's great. That is really great feedback.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, maybe you should get a tutor. Not me.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, even just the time it takes after school. When I was in the classroom, it was disappointing that I wanted to help my students, but I had to set boundaries that, you know, for me, I was exhausted. I didn't have time to do what I really enjoyed. And then now I do. And I'm really excited, really thankful.
So through tutoring, what about tutoring excites you? What about that platform really kind of gets you going? And how is that you feel you're able to be so much more successful? Because for me, honestly, it's foreign right now.
Yeah. Well, when I was in front of the classroom, I just felt like I was just, I don't know, from The Simpsons, you know, or Charlie Brown, wah, 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 like talking to kids and they weren't really understanding, or I didn't feel like I was getting through to them. And then when I sit down with them one-on-one, I can really help them and take the time to just explain step by step. And I just love, like, every once in a while, this doesn't happen often, but every once in a while, a student will actually verbalize, like, oh, I get it now. And oh my gosh, that just fills me with butterflies. You know, I love it. And it's so fun, especially virtual. The kids love it. Parents probably think, no, no, no more virtual, no more virtual. But the kids love it because they get to draw on the screen. So we do, I share the screen and then they connect their tablet or other smart device. And then they can actually write on the screen with me live time as if we were in person. And they love playing with all the different colors, all the different features. And I think it's really engaging. And so it's just fun. I get to work with all sorts of different age groups, from kindergarten. I have a kindergartner and I have a senior in high school currently. And I've even worked with college students. So it's like everybody in between. And it's so fun. I just enjoy. And I like joking with people. So it's fun. You know, some of the joking that I'd want to do in front of the classroom, it actually happens, you know, the one-on-one and just the bonding and the community and the things that I wished I could have had as a teacher, I'm able to get as a tutor.
That's awesome. So what are some things that you specialize in your tutoring?
So I am a credentialed math teacher, single subject. I have my degree in mathematics. That's where I started. And then I had actually, when I was looking for a job when I was pregnant, and then shortly after I had my son, I ended up working in a tutoring center where they had me teaching other subjects. And so it kind of broadened my portfolio. And so now I have my advertising for all subjects. So basically, if the kid has, if it's, you know, high school or below, and they have a book or curriculum, I can pretty much tutor anything. I mean, I took the subject, you know, and a lot of times it's elementary school kids. So of course I can tutor elementary, any subject. And so math is my specialty, but a lot of my clients are reading ELA type students. So fun.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. You know, as you're talking, I'm like sitting here thinking, I'm like, man, I'm so glad people are out there who love tutoring. You know, I was just thinking back at my, like, I tutored a couple of tutoring companies and I used to always be like, gosh, I wish I had more students. I wish it was a bigger class. Like for me, my sweet spot is like 17 to like 20, 25 students. And it's like, oh, I thrive there. But what's funny is I am able to talk one-on-one to my students in a big setting. It's just, I don't like it one-on-one. That's it. It's just, I'm like, oh, I need the dynamics. I need another child to chime in and be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And I like, for me, it's just so cool to hear, you know, that, because some kids can't work in that environment. Some kids need that very specialized one-on-one. And, you know, it pains me sometimes. I'm a public school teacher still, you know, I can't give that one because it's not in my, like, you know, but it's also, it's hard. It's harder. Like you said, at the end, it is draining. At the end of the day, I'm like, oh my God, I just want to like just shut my brain down for just like 10 seconds, like just stop. You know what I mean? So that I can gather my information and just be able to like get back to myself. So when you've been tutoring and everything, obviously you're good at what you do and you have a passion for it. What are some tools and tips and tricks that you do for kids who are, you know, have learning differences, who just need that extra oomph with maybe math or whatever other subjects you teach?
So it turns out most of my students are either diagnosed or I suspect they have a learning disability. So I deal with this often. A lot of things I do, it's a lot of patience and motivation, honestly. Some of my most severe students, it's mostly just like me trying to get them to focus. And that's something that the parents struggle with. That's really why they hire me. Because I mean, in reality, the parents can do the math that their kids are being taught in the school, but their kids get frustrated and they don't have the patience. And that's basically what they're hiring me for, honestly, is to be patient with their child and to keep them focused on the content.
I love that.
That I would say is the biggest. But then I also use good teaching practices like using visualizations and color coding and checking for understanding. And then some kids, I swear, I just am like, why are they not getting this? And then I'll go Google a video and all of a sudden they get it. Like I had a student who we were practicing dividing and we were trying to sort coins into groups virtually and he just was not getting it. And then I played a video and they gave kids carrot in the video. And he also said, oh, I understand. Three carrots, you know, three kids, each kid gets one carrot. You know, if you just have to try different. We laughed together. I was like, why did you not get this before? And now you get it with carrots. Like, what is it? So I think it's really just
food motivated,
you know, trying different things. If it's not working, you know, a lot of times parents just get frustrated or even teachers get frustrated. Like, why are you not getting this? I'm teaching too. And that's just, they don't get it. It's so funny. It's silly. You know, why did carrots work, but coins didn't, you know, just, and then like long division, for instance, kids are really struggling with that. And I just remembered, you know, from a kid, I was like, I think I remember learning this as a kid. What method did my teacher teach me? And so I'll Google it and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. And so then I reapply that. So a lot of it is just like, I'm not a formal, rigid tutor. I like to go with the flow and listen to the kids and let them be silly and, you know, try to teach them, not maybe the way the book is teaching it, but how do I remember this? What works for me? But not just like no shortcuts really, because shortcuts don't help in the long run. But what helped me remember this rule, you know, like did singing a song help me remember this rule, or, you know, whatever it may be.
Oh my gosh. So, I love that you say singing a song, because I think a lot of people don't realize that there are so many different tips and tricks and tools, like little methods that you can do, like singing a song, that really can help people memorize things. I've actually created songs so that way I can memorize. And I've had my students create songs too. Like when they couldn't remember like Spanish, I'm like, all right, we're going to have to make a rap. You're going to have to create a video and a rap. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, we're going to, that's our project.
Yep. We were doing sight words with one kid and I just kept telling him there's a couple words he wouldn't remember. And I was like, this is your new favorite word, you know, little clues and of things. And then all of a sudden they'll start kind of humming a song or whatever. And I'm like, okay, go with it. It's more just like, I feel them out. It's in the moment dynamic, you know, whatever they're doing, I try to pick up on what they're doing in the moment and go with that. So if they're singing or they're making a beat, I'm like, okay, let's do this. Or how can I relate to them? And I'm finding a ton of success. I really am. And my kids are doing great in both, like my reading kid, he went from a kindergarten grade level to second grade level in just a couple months reading. And I'm not even a reading specialist, you know? I think it's really just my patience, my dedication, my, you know, switching things up. And I really think it's working.
So I want to circle back to something that you said. You said, you know, I feel like parents a lot of times can do this math, but they hire me because I have that patience and I have that thing that would probably help their kid get to the next part. Have you encountered like that situation, but then parents kind of sitting in with the teaching or kind of like maybe in the background and all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, I understand. Like they are like thankful. They're like, oh my goodness, thank you, Samantha. Cause like now I understand where I was missing it and now I can see it and, you know, I can help them on. When they're not with you, I now feel confident to be able to help them as well and, you know, support them in their learning. Have you encountered things like that?
Absolutely. That does happen. And I also, after every single session, I get not every single, but on the kids that I know really needed, I send the parents a little update on this is what I noticed. This is what I recommend you do. And then I have also had parents hire me just to kind of help them out. So I noticed so many kids and parents were just lost in the system. And I was constantly giving advice. And I'm like, well, why don't I just promote myself as an education consultant and people can hire me just to get the advice, even if they don't need the tutoring. And so I had a kindergarten parent hire me and I came in and we thought maybe he was placed improperly. And I was, you know, we didn't know what was going on. And then it turned out they just needed a little bit of parenting advice, believe it or not. You know, some of the structures we use in the classroom really help at home. So for example, they were kind of a little bit wild during their homework time. And so I talked to them about setting a situation where it's calm and quiet and a routine. What are we going to do? Where are we going to sit? And then also positive. A lot of parents do a lot of negative talk, you know, and so I'm like reminding them that you really need to be positive and encourage, kind of ignore some things so that you can keep them positive. And then also I talk a lot with parents with kids that are having behavioral issues or not wanting to participate. It's kind of like a reward system. I always talk about positive reinforcement. So this kindergartner, they started doing a star chart, and he gets a star for tutoring. He gets a star for brushing his teeth. He gets a star for good behavior at school, which was a struggle. And now, a couple months later, he went from getting bad behavior reports at school to now he's getting good behavioral reports at school. And I totally think it's just because the parents did not have a good structure with him. And the child didn't know, you know, what to expect, what kind of consequences. And now we have that. And he's doing great. And
yeah,
so
I
really
realize.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, so like, I agree. Sometimes it's like a classroom management kind of thing, in a sense, where even though it's homeschool, there is a difference between parenting and teaching. And I think sometimes it can, yes, parenting, as a parent, you do teach, but there are some disciplines or I don't know how to explain it properly, but like a consequence, a lot of times in parent world, it's like punishment or some type of repercussion. But in education world, that's not the exact same thing. Like, you wouldn't exactly approach it exactly the same thing. You build consequences, not a punishment. Like, you wouldn't say something like negative. You would address the situation, be like, hey, you're really good here, but you're kind of right here. We need to work on. It literally is a slight of a difference with that. So I totally agree with what you're saying. So, Samantha, how would people be able to connect with you? Where can they find your information? Where will they be able to register? Or you do consultations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I do. So the easiest way to find me is both on Facebook and Instagram, Miss Samantha Tutoring.
Okay.
And then I also have a Yelp page.
I
is,
saw that.
You know, yeah.
You use Yelp. That's awesome.
It. Yeah, that's basically my website. I started doing a website, but it just didn't really seem to need it. And I haven't really gotten around to finalizing it. And so I think these are both, you know, great. With technology nowadays, it seems that's the way people are leaning anyways, is finding people, wow, looking at reviews or pictures on Instagram or Facebook, and then Yelp as well. I think you can find me on Google too. I've actually Googled myself and I come up as well, Miss Samantha Tutoring, and you'll come up to me as well.
I love
that. But I
that.
Don't have a formal website.
Yeah. So as we're wrapping up, what's one big takeaway you want to leave with families today?
To just not be discouraged, and to know that it's possible to overcome whatever they're experiencing right now. You might have a kid that's just out of control, or a kid that's crying because they can't pass their classes, you know, whatever it may be. And just want to point out for the homeschool community out there, there are resources. So both through your homeschool program, there should be vendors that can get you help. And if that's not working, there's people like me out there who would love to help.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and just to hear your heart and get some behind the scenes of how everything started. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I really enjoy this. I'm glad to be sharing as much as I can. I want to help as many people as I can.
Awesome.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.